This is AmericasWebRadio.com, the best in chat radio designed just for you.
Good morning and welcome to Medicine on Call. Today I'm going to try to make sense of this VA situation since it seems to be getting larger, and it's not new. It's been going on for years, and every veteran that I've ever spoken to has settled for what they consider to be, their lot in life. Since they're taking VA benefits, they're used to waiting. They're used to being told that, you know, they're getting state of the art care, and I've yet to see anybody who I'm really satisfied with the care they get. Unless they have out-of-network benefits or some sort of supplemental insurance, most veterans are at the mercy of what the VA wants to give them. And, you know, this whole Affordable Care Act has been said in the last show, is basically a preview of what's going to happen to vets. I'm sorry, what's going to happen to all of us down the road. But actually, it's worse. At least the veterans, at least the spotlight is now being shown on this supposed healthcare system, and the outrage is most likely going to lead, and it should lead, to some oversight. Well, that's a benefit, believe it or not, because under Affordable Care Act, there is no oversight. We have it's a shadow medical system being run by people who we never elect, who we don't even know who they are, and who have the last word on the direction of our healthcare system. The Independent Medical Advisory Board, IPAB, is the rationing board. I mean, I don't care how anybody wants to put it. If they want to say that it was a death panel or whatever they want to call it, the bottom line is it will control exactly the direction and the what's allowed to be provided in terms of health or medical benefits, medical procedures. Whatever your doctor decides you need to get is not going to have the last word on it. It will be this independent advisory board who's not elected by anybody, who's appointed by the president, who only one of the people actually have to be a physician. The rest of them can just be who knows what. Probably bioethicists, which is the lowest of the low, in my opinion, a complete bottom feeder. Because what they decide is who's special and who gets to live and die. And then they try to justify it by making these pronouncements as if they're God. And it's unethical. And it's actually the actual opposite. Bioethicists basically have no compunction of pulling the plug on somebody and saying that it's good. And I don't know about my listeners out there, anybody else who's following this with any degree of, I guess, knowledge or really thinking about it, not just cost savings, not just the what you're being told that you should take it and like it, who actually has a critical mass or a critical thinking bone in their body, has to sit here and say to themselves, where are we going with this? The country's bankrupt. The education system is just bankrupt. Congress is morally bankrupt. We've got winners and losers that are being chosen by crony capitalism. And ultimately, we're cost centers. And it's been said before, Medicaid and Medicare is not about providing care. It's about taking your money and deciding how to dole out the services. And we're in a system that they say it every day. There's not enough doctors. There's not enough money. How could anybody think they're going to get whatever they like and for free in a system that's already bankrupt, that's going to be stretched to the max? Forget the people coming in over the border that's not even documented, who are going to now access this system to, never having paid in. God knows what diseases are bringing across. I mean, it's lawlessness 101. And people will live and die based in in a system that's just not working, ultimately. And it's never been designed to work, but for God's sake, now it's just crazed. It's just taking your money, telling you that you should just like what you get, and shut up about it. And if you don't like it, then, hey, you hate the government, you're now on a terrorist watch. God knows what they're going to put you on. I don't even know. But all I know is what you thought was your relationship between you and your doctor is essentially over. Anybody who enters the Obamacare system, and by extension, anybody who uses their insurance card, I don't care if it's Obamacare or not, because the system is a grid. And anytime they enter your information in on these electronic medical records, which supposedly are supposed to talk to each other, but really don't, all they talk to is HHS and the government and the IRS and the Homeland Security and the FBI, and that's all they talk to. They do not talk to each other. All these accountable care organizations, all these different doctor's offices, they are not interoperable. They were told, you know, we were told that they were going to be. They're not. Any more than you putting your information in and paying your premium and expecting the insurance company to actually have a record of that is also complete nonsense. There's no back end. It's just an information gathering system. They know who you are. They know what you are. And they keep using the word metadata, which is a complete lie. They just admitted it, that they know exactly who you are, what your habits are. They're pre-screening what your next move is going to be based on what you've done, where you're on the internet, what you buy. This is not a joke. This is reality. It's not some sort of sci-fi movie at this point. It's about information gathering on your idiosyncrasies, your habits, your wishes, your aspirations. And there's some Bigfoot out there ready to step on them when you get out of line, or you decide, you know what, I don't want someone following me anymore. I want to do my own thing. Then you become an enemy of the state. They're putting this into place. This is no longer about terrorism outside the country. It's about inside. And I understand that Eric Holder has actually reopened this bureau, which monitors homegrown agitation. And it's not terrorism. It's just people who don't like the government, who've spoken against the government, who actually have a brain, and who are questioning this lawless system that we're in, which I think is appropriate at this point. It's just crazy. I mean, I'm hoping that last night's election with Eric Cantor is the beginning of the end. I hope. I mean, people are tired of getting lied to. And he was really awesome, because he would say, I remember he would be all for changing immigration and signing on to things, and then he scrubbed his website about a week and a half ago and said, I never said that. I haven't even lived with themselves with this stuff. It's incredible, isn't it? But I think everything's so much out there at this point that if you're just paying any attention, you can see the hypocrisy. It's just, it's in your face now. It's not even trying to be hidden anymore. They just have so little respect for all of us that they think that they can just say what they want. We're stupid enough to vote them in. And anybody, or basically just shut you down. I mean, here in Georgia, there was, you know, the stadium, Dave, the one the Braves are moving to, Cobb County. Well, the board there basically apologized for shutting down dissenting voices on the way to voting for this thing. She says, oh, I regret not having people, giving people a chance to give, you know, to voice their opinion about them being against this stadium. That's how this works. If you have a voice, they want to shut you up. And if you go along and get along, and you think that you're not going to be hit by any of this debris, you're mistaken. I mean, this is not, nobody's safe. I don't care if you're an advocate of the system or you're an opponent of the system. You're going to get knocked out by this, by the outflow of this disaster that's coming or that's here. It's just awful. My advice to everybody is, in order to win against Obamacare, forget about the government, forget about your congressman, forget about all of these people who are trying to work to save their own skins. Don't get sick. That's the way to actually beat this. You have to stay healthy. Stop making it easy for them to completely devastate you financially, emotionally, physically, etc. I can't emphasize it enough at this point. Everything that you do, everything that you make a conscious effort to do makes a difference. I don't care if that means staying out of Walmart or any of these big box stores, deciding that you're going to eat organic, deciding that you're no longer going to poison yourself by drinking the fluoridated water, that you're going to decide you're going to clean your medicine cabinet out and to really start thinking about decreasing the amount of medications that you take, not taking the next new thing that you see on TV. All of these things are conscious choices that literally will help stop this train from rolling. On that note, let's take a break. You're listening to Medicine on Call.
This is Dr. Elena George with your health tip of the day. Did you know that chronic nasal congestion, a decreased sense of smell, and asthma can be signs of allergies? Allergies are caused when the body is exposed to things you breathe in or eat that the body does not like. The body's immune system reacts and attacks it, what it perceives to be the enemy, even if it causes no harm, like pet dander or dust. This leads to swelling. In the nose, this causes congestion. In the bowel, it causes stomach bloating and diarrhea. In the lung, it causes shortness of breath and wheezing. And in the skin, it causes hives and itching. The first line of defense against allergy is avoidance. Dustproofing, washing pets, and keeping them out of the bedroom can help with environmental causes. For food allergies, keeping a diary of things eaten and reaction to them is helpful. Allergy testing is less time-consuming and is a safe and effective way to identify allergies. For a complete evaluation, you should see your allergy specialist.
With all the back and forth in today's politics, it seems as though the Constitution gets lost in the mix. If you want to brush up on your Constitution, then join Michael Conley every Wednesday from 4 to 5 p.m. for the show Our Constitution on AmericasWebRadio.com.
Spring is in the air, literally. So follow Sniffles to Atlanta Center for breathing easy. Weeds, spores, grass, pollen. Airborne allergen levels are through the roof, putting your allergies into overdrive. It's time to followsniffles.com.
Follow me and breathe easy.
End your annual ritual of taking medication to alleviate facial pressure, facial pain, congestion, and headaches by treating the problem, not the symptom. Balloon sinuplasty just could be the cure you're looking for. This proven in-office procedure can have you breathing easy, back to work the next day. Followsniffles.com.
Follow me and breathe easy.
Your severe sinus and nasal symptoms gone once and for all. Get lasting relief, a quick recovery, and start breathing easy again. Call us at 404-591-9100. That's 404-591-9100.
Follow me and breathe easy.
Followsniffles.com.
This is AmericasWebRadio.com, the best in chat radio designed just for you.
Welcome back to Medicine on Call. You know, in the break, we're counting the number of hypocritical things that we've heard in the last few days, forget about weeks. Everything from this, you know, this soldier who's returned to the country being honorable and, you know, a hero, to Hillary Clinton saying she was dirt poor coming out of the White House, to, I mean, we won in Iraq, and this abandonment of, you know, military hardware, surrender to Al-Qaeda is a win. I mean, how can people sit here? These are just boldface lies. I mean,
I got to admit, Charles Krauthammer had the most nailing statement yesterday. You know, if you're going to cry poor mouth, you don't say that we were going to have trouble paying
mortgages
on multiple houses.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty good. Not just one.
Yeah.
You know, not an apartment with, it's not a studio, you know, 1,000 square feet. Yeah, multiple houses. Yeah, yeah, like that.
I did pull out my violins, you know, and started playing.
No, my favorite was, well, we really understand why people are struggling. We, you know, we're one with you. Give me a break. You're one of the people that caused the problem. You know, this whole thing with letting the banks run amok, that's her husband that started the whole ball rolling. There's no antitrust. I mean, the crony capitalism began under Clinton. Forget about selling or giving away. Who knows what they did with China, where all of our military secrets basically have just gone out the wayside. They're making clones of our stuff, which, of course, I'm sure they're not as good as all Chinese things are that are manufactured. I wouldn't want to be in any of those things. But the point is, we have wholesale given our advantage away. And, you know, it comes down to us as individuals. I just read an article yesterday that you know, people who like to eat shrimp need to think about what they're eating, because the shrimp industry is driven by slave labor from Thailand, where they get these people and they capture them on these boats and make them work for years without getting paid for shrimp. So when you get it at Costco and you get it at Walmart and you get it at all these big box stores and it's really cheap, you need to think about what blood is on your hands by buying this stuff. We did it to ourselves. We wanted cheap crap, and this is what we got. We broke our own industries because we wanted something that was cost, you know, cheap and convenient. And every time a Walmart opened, I didn't understand this initially back in the day. It really did just kill the economy of whatever small mom-and-pop store was in the area. Target did it. It happened with the books, with Barnes & Noble, all these bookstores that got in next. It's happened with the pharmaceutical industry. There used to be tons of pharmacies. Now we only have CVS, Rite Aid, Walgreens. I can't think of anybody else. And maybe some of the supermarkets. But you've had, in the guise of cost-effectiveness, we've allowed big business to run the show. And it's all about the money. This is what's so awesome about this election yesterday. I understand that Kander's people put in over $5 million, probably more. And the guy who won had $200,000. Yeah. I'm like, oh my, they thought he was, why bother? He's just this little professor. He doesn't have any money. It's total hubris and disdain for someone coming out of not the system. And he won, kicked butt. It's awesome. I hope everybody gets a wake-up call on this, that your votes matter. And your rhetoric now matters. We're not going to listen to you tell us that you're thinking for us. You care about us, and you know the talented tenth, so to speak, know what the rest of us unwashed need. It's time for us to stand up and say, I'm done. Not just say it, but do it. Vote with your pocketbook. Vote with the actual vote. Go up in these town hall meetings and your local, you know, government and start speaking up. Yeah, you may get arrested. It's possible. You may get a policeman escorting you out. But the more people that they can't do it to everybody. One agitator becomes two, becomes five. There's only 20% of the country to start this revolution initially. Only 20% made it work. Why can't we all be part of that 20%? They stop ignoring you when you start making your actions, not just your voice, but your actions matter.
You have to care. That's the. You have to care, and you have to be informed, and not be lazy, because it takes some work, and the individual has to work. And there are a lot of folks out there that just won't work for it.
It's the best work you'll ever do.
Oh, no question about it.
You're working for yourself. You're not working to make anybody richer. You're not working to keep the grid in place. You're working for yourself, and by definition, that is freedom. Nobody can give it to you. You have to take it for yourself. Nobody can tell you what to think. And if someone's sitting here on TV every day telling you how awful the country is, how bad everything is, how you should be up in arms because somebody took your stuff from you, meanwhile, you haven't done anything, but someone just came in and just took it because you allowed it to happen, and you're allowing these people to think for you. And who stands to gain? They're not living in a 400-square-foot studio. They're not trying to make the mortgage. They're getting paid by system to be the mouthpiece of the system to keep you psychologically victimized. And when you allow that to happen because you're too lazy, too afraid, but whatever you adjectives you want to use, because you want someone to do your thinking for you or your research for you, then you will be victimized every single time. And you deserve what you get, quite frankly, but I'm not going to do that. And anybody who's now paying attention is realizing, I'm working my butt off. What am I going to be able to give to myself, my family, my children? I have nothing to give. You have all these seniors out there who worked forever, and they're just getting their money just vacuumed out of their pocket. And they're getting placed, and I mean, I see hospice commercials on TV now all the time. You never saw that before. And there is a place for hospice. I'm not going to say that there isn't. However, not every senior citizen needs to be put out to pasture. Not any human being needs to be put out to pasture. I do agree with end of life, with treating people with dignity and respect. But I don't agree with putting them on a conveyor belt where they get shunted quickly to the end of life because someone decides that they're too expensive, that their disease is too costly, that they're not worth it. That's not appropriate. And any doctor who enters that system, who does this to patients, is not a physician. They're not practicing the Hippocratic Oath. They're not being stewards of their patient or advocates for their patient. And they shouldn't be in practice. And when patients again decide they want to be in a system or be treated by a doctor who actually works with them, not against them, that system will give. It only got in place because people were, they want it again. I don't want to come in, just write me a prescription. I don't mind if I see the PA. I don't mind if I don't know the diagnosis. I'll just take the pill. This is what you get. And I have no sympathy for you. Anybody who's in this situation now, who is drugged out of their mind and God knows how many Valiums and Percocets and this and that, and they think that this is, they're going to their doctor to get healthy, they're deluding themselves. They want you to be a zombie. They want you to be taken out of the system. This is a system that's not designed to have participation anymore. It is not designed to help you achieve what you're put on this earth to achieve. It's not. It's designed to make you shut up, sit down, go to work, pay your taxes, and let the experts run the show. And all these people in Oregon who are getting this $15 minimum wage raise, I got news for you. You just went to the next tax bracket. You just opted out of your Obamacare subsidy, and now you're going to be paying more and bringing home less. Good luck. This is what you, I mean, really? All that $15 did is basically give more money to the government, and you're not going to see a dime of it. Maybe a couple of pennies here or there. But when you go to that next tax bracket, it is no joke. Forget about your tax return. Maybe you might have gotten one when you were making, you know, you actually bought home more because the value of what you had, you know, but you've got a tax return, you got all these things. Those are gone. And there you go.
You know, it's like I said, the classes, and I don't know how better to describe it, but you've got the people that are informed and care and doing something. You've got some people that are informed and not doing anything. And then you've got other people that don't seem to care, and they'll be scratching their head, just like you said. How am I making more and getting less?
They'll figure it out. I can tell you it happens to people all the time. Then you have the people who don't care, but are advocates for a system that's working against them. That's a problem. Those are the worst people.
And they don't understand. They don't
want to understand. They're just told what to think, and they'll do it. They're not making any headway. I mean, how is it, really, think about this for a second. How is it good to be on the government payroll, to get subsidies, to get everything given to you by the government, food, phone, internet, everything government-based? How is that helping you? How do you ever get free of a system like that that is indentured servitude? Because when you do get a job, you're going to have to pay it back. Or, you know, I really think this too, these Obama phones are actually probably just a direct line to the NSA. I just think there's a chip in one of these phones. They're monitoring everything you do. Forget about what you do online. And this is just, nothing is free. Nothing. There's a price to pay for everything, whether you think you can eat junk food, not exercise, get a tummy tuck, get a lap band and make it all work, or you want to smoke, you want to just do you, and then when you get to be 40, 50, and then things give, well, I don't understand how that happened. Or you can eat genetically modified food or take every vaccine known to man that they say you're forced to take without questioning it, or putting your children in a school system that I don't even think they're teaching them anymore. I just think it's like being under siege between people coming in and shooting up stuff and having these drills where they pretend it's happening, or taking tests that nobody even knows what the real answer is. How do you put your child in a system like that? And the fact that the government and the people who are advocates for this system are trying to pull the rug out from charter schools and people who are the most vulnerable, who actually have a chance out by opting out of this public school fiasco, they want to close all those schools down. They want you in the government, on the government reservation. And they're taking away your future. That's racist. It's classist. You name any ist you want to ist, and that's what it is. And they're telling you, oh, we love you at the same... I mean, it's just... I need to have a psychiatrist on my show. I definitely want to. This is my goal. I have to understand this myself. I don't understand it. Is it Stockholm syndrome? I don't know what it is.
You know, Dr. George, the thing that I keep coming back to, and we got to take a break, but is the ultimate. I see the ultimate goal, and I understand the ultimate goal of total control and everything. But to what end? So we have 300 million zombies ruled by a handful of people that think they know how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's not life, even for the people ruling. If you had 100,000 zombies under you, what do you got? 100,000 zombies.
Yeah, I think it's very boring.
Yeah.
But these people are all into life extension and having, you know, transhumanism, having robots run work for you. Now they have an artificial intelligence that can fool the computer to believe that it's actually a human being. Why would you even go into this kind of research unless you have disdain for humanity? There's no reason for it.
It's very sick. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with Medicine on Call right after this.
Spring is in the air, literally. So follow Sniffles to Atlanta Center for breathing easy. Weeds, spores, grass, pollen. Airborne allergen levels are through the roof, putting your allergies into overdrive. It's time to followsniffles.com.
Follow me and breathe easy.
End your annual ritual of taking medication to alleviate facial pressure, facial pain, congestion, and headaches by treating the problem, not the symptom. Balloon sinuplasty just could be the cure you're looking for. This proven in-office procedure can have you breathing easy, back to work the next day. Followsniffles.com.
Follow me and breathe easy.
Your severe sinus and nasal symptoms gone once and for all. Get lasting relief, a quick recovery, and start breathing easy again. Call us at 404-591-9100. That's 404-591-9100.
Follow me and breathe easy.
Followsniffles.com.
This is Peter Wallace, inviting you to listen every Sunday morning to Day One with inspiring preachers from America's mainline churches on AmericasWebRadio.com.
This is Dr. Elena George with your health tip of the day. Did you know that allergy season in Georgia is year-round? Beginning in July through November, ragweed is the predominant pollen. But February through May, tree pollen causes allergy symptoms. Grass pollen occurs from mid-May through the beginning of July. If you suffer from daily nasal congestion, sneezing, runny nose, headache, ear clogging, or popping, or a chronic cough, these symptoms may be due to allergy and not infection. You should also think of allergies if there is no fever, chills, or colored mucus. Treatment should include nasal salt water sprays over the counter or antihistamines that do not cause drowsiness. If you have persistent headaches, a decrease in your sense of smell, or nosebleeds, you should see an ear, nose, and throat physician. Please join me on Wednesdays at 9 a.m. for Medicine on Call. This is Dr. Elena George.
This is AmericasWebRadio.com, the best in chat radio designed just for you.
Welcome back to Medicine on Call. You know, in the break again, we'd have a lot of great conversations. But one of the things we were talking about is the creation of this, a false lack of finite resources, finite everything. Everything has a limitation, and therefore we must control access to it. We have to control how many people are on the planet. We have to control movement of the people on the planet. We have to control how people think so that they cede their power and their authority and their will to a centralized entity. It's control. And I don't know, I mean, whoever the powers that be, and we've talked about it, at this point, it's pretty clear that whoever the powers that be have puppet masters, and the corporations, to me, seem to be the next level down, because they decide, or they have enough power to literally manipulate your access to things. There's no reason that McDonald's or any of these big corporations should control how farming is done, how, you know, mass production of food affects the rest of us. I mean, they're all about making whatever it is bigger, grow faster, They pump it full of antibiotics because the living conditions are so awful that they have to cheat in order to keep these creatures, you know, alive, like this Frankenfood alive. And it's because of the size of the entity. Now, if we decide, and this is where the power of the purse comes in. If we stop shopping at McDonald's, if we stop shopping at or going eating at these mega stores, and I notice that stores like Chipotle or chains like Chipotle, which is a lot more environmentally friendly and organic, and it's now picking up customers. That's the way you change the direction of how the food supply is being delivered to us. It's all about the money. All you have to do is follow the money. If you decide you're going to vote with your feet and your pocketbook, they take notice. And you start to get power back. There's nothing good about genetically modified. People don't even know what genetically modified really is. And we don't even know half of what they do to the food. We do know that things like the chemicals in the BPA or some of the genes inserted into wheat and corn, etc., are toxic, are changing the reproductive system, are mimicking hormones that make you more likely to become depressed, more likely to gain weight, more likely to get sick. We know these things. We've seen it in lab animals who grow tumors after taking or being fed, you know, NutraSweet. These are things that are known to be toxic. Lab studies have already shown it, yet the FDA is lagging and they have no interest in working in our favor. But by the time you wait for the FDA or any of the government entities to work against where the money train is coming from, all these lobbyists pouring money on Capitol Hill, and you look at, I'll give you an example, the person who runs the, Secretary of Agriculture, I think his name is Vilsack now still, he took money from Monsanto. I mean,
wasn't he on their board at one time?
I don't know if he was on his board. I think his wife may work for them. I'm not sure exactly the connection. However, everything that's genetically modified gets a pass by USDA because they're in bed together. Let's face it. Follow the money. There's no reason for someone to come into government making, you know, being middle class, leaving a multimillionaire as a government servant, as a servant of the people. Something's wrong with that system.
You know, every system comes back to the people that are involved. And I was thinking, what a bill of goods we've been sold over the years by the FDA approving something when, you know, like people say, well, GMO, it's okay because the FDA has approved it.
They haven't approved it. They haven't said anything about it. That's the bottom line. It has never been tested. Like the vaccines, like a lot of these things just get fast-tracked or you create the epidemic and therefore you have to make it, you know, do it now, ask questions later, or basically never ask questions. And I remember these studies, some of the researchers came up and gave testimony to the FDA about things like genetically modified, things like some of the adjuvants or the additions to the vaccines, and they would either run out of business. Some people, I mean, this is a mercenary system. It's driven by money. Anybody who bucks it will be removed, or they try to demonize them, make them sound like some sort of kook. We need to be smarter than this. We need to actually do our own research. The doctor, I forget his name, he's a British doctor who talked about the vaccines and had a very detailed study, and it really did go into, it proved that they weren't exactly what they said they were. I don't have a problem with the theory of vaccination. It works. It's what's in it. That's the problem. So aluminum, mercury, how can mercury be healthy for you when you were a kid, if you broke your thermometer, that was toxic. Why is it okay to inject that all of a sudden? It doesn't make sense.
Why are they making light bulbs with mercury in them?
Why are they using depleted uranium? You know, the question, why is radiation safe all of a sudden? And you can have a certain dose of it, and now it doesn't matter. Like where 10 years ago it was toxic, now it's okay. How does that bar keep moving? That's what people need to ask themselves. Why is the cancer rate, breast cancer, 1 in 8 when it was 1 in 14 less than about 10 years ago? What's happening with coronary artery disease, high blood pressure? 20-year-olds coming down with colon cancer. The cancer rate in children is outrageous. It used to be rare for a kid to get leukemia, lymphoma. Now it's like, this is how bad it's gotten. There's a TV show coming on this fall, and it's all about kids living with cancer in a cancer hospital. Like, it's routine. This is the system. It's killing people. What we're eating is not healthy. The nutritional status of the average American is horrific. And it's a domino. Once it falls and your foundation is gone, you cannot recover from insults. You know, maybe one, but not 1,000 insults. Every time you put something in your mouth, you're literally devastating something. You're killing off your ability to fight infection. You are dampening your immune system. You are revving up your immune system so it starts fighting against itself. Who knows? It's just, it's like whack-a-mole. One thing that you do, and it's got to be concerted. There's no doctor, really, an average physician out there in one of these accountable care organizations that are talking about prevention in a real sense. It's all about how many medicines they can put you on, how they can manage the different side effects of the various medicines while they're bankrupting you. Or they keep you so attached on this hook that your finances are so depleted because you have to buy the 30th medicine for this month that you have no money to enjoy your life, to go on vacation. That it's all about subsistence. You're so concerned about making ends meet, about survival, you don't have a chance to pay attention to what they're doing to you. And they want that. And if you are paying attention, then they want to make you a victim of some sort. Sexism, you know, the fact that they've made choice into pro-abortion, it's a line that they've crossed. And now it's your right to kill a human being. And you should, anybody who takes away that right is somehow against women. How does that work that way? It's like a psychological, it's a psyop. That they've taken things and made things that rightfully should be questioned. I think that people have a right to do whatever they want within the confines of not hurting other people. You know, I believe in freedom of choice and self-determination. But if I choose and I decide from an ethical standpoint I don't want to pay for an abortion, then you don't have the right to make me do it. That's what Obamacare does. Whether you have a conscientious or religious objection to this, your taxes are being used to fund a system that works against your ethics and morals. And it's not supposed to. It's against the law for the government to pay for abortion. Yet in this system, that's what they've managed to do. And anybody who's made that connection, they run them out on a rail. You know, it's all about subterfuge. You don't hate women if you're against abortion. That's not the same thing.
You mentioned the new show that's coming on about the Children's Cancer Center.
Yeah.
You know, it just struck me that how many shows are we given or indoctrination via a television show? So now all of a sudden it's okay that, you know, and my heart goes out to any parent and certainly any child that has cancer and
Absolutely.
Goes through all of that. But, and I think we should be informed about it. But I'm not sure I'm ready for a television show about it, because if you step back and look at it, what is the goal here? Is it to say this is okay, this is the way society is today?
Yeah.
Desensitizes. Yeah, exactly.
And I want to be clear, it's not a drama that gives you, like, you know, like ER where you're talking, it's a storyline that explores the disease. No, this is about, we live in a cancer hospital and we're cool. I mean, it's just kind of strange. You know, I'm reading from the breakout into song, like it's a good thing. It's the mindset of making it okay, and it's status quo. And if you're affecting, you know, 1 in 5 people or 1 in 3 people are going to be affected by some sort of cancer, maybe 1 in 2 at this point, of some sort of, they know someone who has cancer, they have it, or they had it. That's crazy.
Okay, if elected president, I think things like this are so far beyond what I can handle that, I'm blown away.
And I don't blame you. I mean, it's been going on for a long time. You know, there's been the way Hollywood is run. Things that get out, if it's religious based or if it's family based, somehow it's demonized. And there's nothing wrong with it. That's part of society, just like people who believe in liberal things. I mean, it's not like one is better than the other. But this is where I get into, it's hypocritical to say, if you don't want to accept people to be who they are, then you're a racist or you're homophobic or you're sexist. But when you want to do something or you want to have a traditional way of living, then there's something wrong with you. How can it be? You cannot have it both ways. Either they're both continuum. Everything is really protected and not demonized and allowed to exist, cohabitate, or it's not. So the way this is being rolled out is only equal when it's my way. And it's only, you know, inclusive when it's the way I think it should be. And if you have an altered or opposing opinion, and your opinion is not saying I shouldn't exist, it's just you have your opinion, all of a sudden that's the most horrible thing ever. It's completely hypocritical. That's the problem. There cannot be racism on one side, sexism on one side, and the people who are supposed victims get to victimize somebody else. It's only bullying when I'm unhappy about it, but when I do it, it's cool. That doesn't make sense to me. We need to stop that. And the people who are bullied and people who are muzzled need to say to them, say to everybody, I don't care what you think. Once people stop cowering and stop being politically correct, this will stop. They're allowing the people who actually are not raised with wolves, who actually are, who have a sense of decency and I'm just going to be civil. They take advantage of that because you don't talk. So I think it's time for us to all start speaking our mind and stop shutting up about what we think. On that note, let's take a break. You're listening to Medicine on Call.
Spring is in the air, literally. So follow Sniffles to Atlanta Center for Breathing Easy. Weeds, spores, grass, pollen. Airborne allergen levels are through the roof, putting your allergies into overdrive. It's time to followsniffles.com.
Follow me and breathe easy.
End your annual ritual of taking medication to alleviate facial pressure, facial pain, congestion, and headaches by treating the problem, not the symptom. Balloon sinuplasty just could be the cure you're looking for. This proven in-office procedure can have you breathing easy, back to work the next day. Followsniffles.com.
Follow me and breathe easy.
Your severe sinus and nasal symptoms gone once and for all. Get lasting relief, a quick recovery, and start breathing easy again. Call us at 404-591-9100. That's 404-591-9100.
Follow me and breathe easy.
Followsniffles.com.
With all the back and forth in today's politics, it seems as though the Constitution gets lost in the mix. If you want to brush up on your Constitution, then join Michael Conley every Wednesday from 4 to 5 p.m. for the show Our Constitution on AmericasWebRadio.com.
This is Dr. Elena George with your health tip of the day. Did you know skipping doses of medication can be dangerous? If you have a chronic medical condition like diabetes or high blood pressure, it's important to take the medication prescribed by your physician. It is also important to remember that although you take a medicine to treat a condition, it is not a cure for the underlying medical condition. It is used to control it. For example, taking medication for diabetes will lower your blood sugar. However, if you stop taking the medication, the sugar will rise again. Changes in both diet and lifestyle, like adding exercise to your routine, are equally important. Working with your physician by following his or her recommendations is the key to controlling your disease and maintaining your health. Ask questions if you don't understand something. Taking control of your health is the key to wellness. Please join me Wednesdays at 9 a.m. for Medicine on Call. This is Dr. Elena George.
This is AmericasWebRadio.com, the best in chat radio designed just for you.
Welcome back to Medicine on Call. You know, once in the break, we were talking about, is 10% at Costco or Walmart or whatever the discount is, you know, BOGO, is it really worth the misery that it's built on? These companies don't give you these discounts out of the goodness of their hearts. This is it's passed along to you. But where does this all begin? Think about where this all begins. This whole globalism mantra is really slave labor. Most of it. You know, they decide this is all. I remember when this started coming online. Again, I think it was like Clinton years. Oh, we have so much. Everybody has so little. We need to share the American wealth, blah, 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 blah. The unions were being broken. I remember that. A lot of the labor left because the unions were costing too much in our country. So they went to China and India and all these other places, which are supposedly now developed countries. When you really look at them, nothing has changed, except now there's a middle class that's feeding, you know, like parasites on the people who are on the underclass. They still have untouchables in India. They still have people living under the street in China. They have people who donate kidneys and blood, etc., just to survive. Is this really a developed country when it hasn't changed? Women are being raped 24/7 in India and Brazil and all these other countries that we supposedly, Jack, you know, helped develop. Nothing's changed. What we've managed to do is decrease our standard of living, end up buying stuff that's built on misery of others, and in the case of things that come from China, it's toxic more than not. How many pets have been killed? How many toys had lead in them? How many children over in China have died from tainted milk? This is not a system that's built on we love humanity. It's how can we do a knockoff and make as much profit as possible by any means necessary.
You know, one thing that I've noticed, and this is not segueing away, it's segueing with what you're talking about, but any time that Obama has gotten on at the podium and rant and raved, it's turned out to be a lie. But then again, you go back to, I can't remember which lady it was that had a clothing line, and she was all into humanitarian,
oh, yeah.
And then come to find out slave labor in Ecuador or someplace doing the clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go to our loving politicians that are so anti, we got to build a, and their housekeeper is undocumented. Well, how was I supposed to know that they were illegal?
Yeah.
I mean, and they're the people that seem to yell the loudest and say, I'm a saint. You know, they're the ones that have got their hands in the cookie jar. They're the ones that are being the most dishonest, mm-hmm. and lying to us. And it trickles down, it trickles up. It's
here's another new example of this. There's a Norwegian Airlines who wants to enter the U.S. market and give discount international travel. What a concept. We only have Delta. We only have, the United American Joint, I think, right? So there's like three carriers that go international now. This would be real competition. And you know what? They have gone to Congress to try to block this airline from coming into the United States because they can't handle the competition. Are you kidding? They get to decide what the frequent flyer rules are. They get to jack up all sorts of prices for luggage, which should be free. And now there would be some carrier coming in and maybe stopping those practices. And you know what? People would vote with their feet to this airline. But they want to game the system. This is crony capitalism. This is how it works. And our congressmen, I think there's 100 congressmen that are signed up to vote against this Norwegian Airlines coming in. I wonder how much money they got paid to do this vote. Shouldn't this be about the American people? Choice. Having real competition so that you can drop the price, because now it's a monopoly and it is a cartel and you're at the mercy of wherever because there's only a couple airlines that fly to X and you've got to just hope you get a discount.
And they don't feed you either.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you're lucky if you get fed. You got to go on business class to get fed. Otherwise, you know, bring your brown bag if you don't get it confiscated by TSA. Got to be careful with that.
Do you remember that? I can't remember. Oh, I remember the commercial. And it was a joke about, you know, one of the airlines was talking about you can fly us and get this fantastic service, or you can fly this other one, and there they are. It goes from a color commercial to a black and white, and the black and white they're all sitting there. It's like Russians or something. And they have their brown bags and so forth.
I think I've been on that airline.
Unfortunately, that's the way it is today.
It is.
You know, you have to.
Well, the worst thing is, you get the discounted fare, but by the time you start, you know, you actually go to the airline, they charge you for the bags. They charge you if you want to have a better seat. They charge you for any food, for a soda or water. They charge you for everything. So by the time you've gone through the process, you've paid the same amount that you would have paid had you just taken an airline with a little bit more amenities associated with it. This is like a cookie cutter reproduced in every single, thing in our society. Medicine is now doing this. So basically, if you want to have the black and white brown bag version, you do Obamacare. You end up on Medicaid for all. What you do get is any kind of psych med you want. Let me tell you, that is tier one. You can get that 24/7. They push that on you, and especially if it's a kid. Any kid in school. Remember back in the day, the teachers were telling parents, your child cannot come back to school unless they're on Ritalin or some ADD drug. You had teachers making this diagnosis. And parents, unfortunately, falling into the trap of, something's wrong with my kid, or the special ed train. I mean, that is just a system. Think about that for a second. You're in special ed. Are you ever going to go to Harvard or Princeton or whatever? Are you going to end up being a member of society? Are you going to end up on all sorts of psych meds? Maybe homeless, maybe in jail. I mean, prison, it's like school to prison is a better pipeline than school to college. The system doesn't, maybe it does work because that's what it's designed to do. And if you have, and if you want to have a charter school, if you want to homeschool your kid, they've basically tried to remove those options because most people are figuring out this is not working. I'll keep my kid at home. Now they actually have curriculum, homeschool curricula that is advocated by the school system, but it's the same crap they teach in school. What? Really? They're
okay.
Amazing.
Like I've said many, many times, you're a lot smarter than I am. You're sitting across the table from me. Do I look like a zombie, or do I look like, I don't know what. But how in the world, when I went to school, grade school in the 50s, high school in the 60s, the most traumatic thing that happened while I was in, and this was in high school, was a kid who had an epileptic seizure. And it wasn't drug-induced. He just had epilepsy.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. You acted up, you were sent to the principal's office.
Detention, yeah.
Uh-huh. You did something in grade school, and oh my God, your teacher might get you on the top of the hand with a ruler.
And then tell your mom, and then you would get it when you got home,
yeah.
Too.
So
this is not like that.
How did we survive? How did we? I mean, we're not a bunch of parasitical fools, We made it. We made it through,
We went from, I think, the idea of personal responsibility where your actions, you had consequences for what you did. No matter what that was. You talked in class, you chewed gum, you got in trouble, you didn't do your homework, you didn't get someone doing it for you, you didn't go online and have papers written. I mean, we had cliff notes, but you still had to do the work, right?
I found out teachers were not so stupid either. You wrote something out of Cliff Notes, and she said, I've already written that. I've already read this before.
No, you got nailed.
Yeah.
And you failed. There's no failure now. You have social promotion. You've got kids that are like 18 practically in 7th and 8th grade. I mean, you've got teachers who are now friends. And how many times have you heard teachers having relationships of some sort with students? It's not the same. But it goes through the entire system. Even some of these athletes can do whatever they like. They just keep getting passed along, and they get rewarded for bad behavior. And we talked about this before. Even the mindset of if you go to a party, everybody's special. Everybody has to get a present, not just the birthday child. We're just creating a group of selfish, self-entitled. I don't have to work for anything. It's owed to me. And if I don't get it, then something was, I was a victim of something. I just don't subscribe to that. Yes, there's racism. Yes, there's sexism. But you know what? I'd rather be sitting in this country than anywhere else in this world. All you have to do is make it work.
Until we become one world at a time.
Well, that's Yeah, there's a little bit of that going on too, but it's all dropping the standard so that everybody's lying in the mud, barely able to extract themselves while we're being told that we're lucky to have a government who loves us, who cares about us, who wants to take care of us from cradle to grave and even think for us. That's not living. And until we decide that we want better, this is what we're going to get. So I challenge everybody listening to this show to start doing your due diligence. I've written a blog for the last 4 years. Start there if you have questions, because I document everything that I've ever written, and there are links to places that I got my information. Start doing your homework. It's very rewarding. And when you start thinking for yourself, then you will start actually living and not having somebody telling you that you're living. On that note, let's take a let's leave. You're listening to Medicine on Call.
This is America's Webradio.com, the best in chat radio designed just for you.